Matt Preston, looking forward to speaking to the big man. He's got his tail up because the Collingwood Footy Club, who he's a very passionate fan of, are finals bound.
Yes.
I'm going to ask him about this Sunday, of course, the massive clash of the Blues.
And also Jimmy's swapped channels.
Nigella Lawson. Well, so anyway, love him. Yep. Can't wait to chat to him a bit later on.
Yes, indeed. But the moment you've all been waiting for.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, this is Bizarre. It's Billy's unique look at the other side of footy.
Five. Very good today.
Is it?
No.
Five at 5:06. Thank you, Rabsy.
Brought it
back nicely here on a Tuesday, 16th of August.
Here we go.
And we start with our man Jay-Z.
What's at number five, Fat?
Thank you. We start with our man, Jay-Z. You know what, Jim? He's learning the game, unlike me. He's learning the game because you know why? He's taking the mickey out of himself.
Here at Marvel Stadium, of course, just watching Adam Kennedy, who we mentioned earlier, go through another fitness test, spent some time with the doctors, got a left knee issue. You'll see he's had that strapped up. He'll try and get back out there. He's on sub-watch, boys.
Yes, we like
he's
that.
Getting there.
Exactly.
Now, man.
Exactly.
Old Chubbles.
How about number four, Bins?
Oh, now, a great game. You were commentating. You had Ash Chua there, Jim. It was exciting part of the game. And we went to Ash to explain the Bulldogs' finals chances.
Well, they've stayed alive, Ash. What does it mean for the Dogs?
Means that their finals contention is still there for them, Baz.
In the balance.
alive. I wasn't expecting it.
What did that mean?
So clear.
Can you explain that again in some different words?
It means they still have a pulse.
Come on,
Ash.
Guess who asked me to play that? I wasn't going to. Ethan.
Huey.
Yeah. Right. Number two out there. Number two.
I take it personally, those two.
Exactly right. Good start, Bill.
What's at number three, Cocco?
Thank you. Our man, Nath, Jim. I'm not sure about Nath.
What's happening with him?
I don't know.
Been up in the snow all week.
Exactly. Well, there lies... The
again?
Answer. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
There lies your problem because he had a weird Sunday. First of all, this is how he kicked off the show.
It is a massive game. They don't come much bigger than this. Collingwood can go to second or Sydney can go up there. Collingwood go to fifth if they lose. It's exciting.
Great to see Nate's up and about today.
Anyone just bother to talk after
you are up and about,
that's a great intro.
You're going to lift the spirits.
We coordinated on that.
Jake.
Well, what is that?
That's his intro. No. And he stopped.
I think he said something wrong.
No, it was worse. He all got a bit awks with an interview with Dean Cox.
You know, I've loved every minute of it. You know, at some stage, I had to move away from Perth and I was fortunate enough to get the opportunity to come to a great club in Sydney and loved every minute of that so far.
Yours, Brandy. Oh, sorry, boys. I thought you had your hand up. Coxie, all the best today. Dean Cox there, what a superstar. Sorry, I just
what
thought
happened
you...
there, mate? Just fall asleep or
what? I was watching the footy on the screen.
Mind you, I will say this.
Yeah.
When you're hosting a radio show and you think someone's got a question they're going to ask, then you just mentally tune out a little because you think, well, he's got another question.
He did
coming.
That.
But as soon as someone doesn't ask it, you then crap yourself.
Yeah, jump in.
You go, What? Yeah. That's how I feel for him.
Well, it happened again just before the game.
Oh, no.
Also.
The number one for pressure in the forward half. Last week against the Demons, their rating was 200. The AFL average is 172, Brownie. Oh, sorry, no. Okay, and another change.
He did put his hand up and wave to you.
He did. But,
what's he up to, Nate?
He waved to Ash and Ash stopped and then, I don't know, come on, Nate, get off the snow.
Yes.
Next.
Give us number two, Smack.
Hey, I like this. I haven't heard this one, Jimmy Boy. The Front Bar, one of our favourite shows. Oh, yeah. Have they had some good guests over the year?
Some real good ones and then some ordinary ones.
They found some footage of Mick Malthouse just after he retired way back. Have a listen to this. Mick Malthouse.
As Mick Malthouse found out in 1983, it's retirement's not all it's cracked up to be.
Last year, Malthouse's season came to an end when he dislocated his shoulder. The Thursday night before the grand final, he failed a fitness test and has not played since. He now wants to play league football again.
I must admit, a couple of weeks ago, I didn't really feel like it. I thought, well, this is good. I'll sit back now and enjoy my family. But 1 week at home, it was enough.
Come on, Mick.
1 week at home.
What about on Nanette?
So, I know, he's going to retire.
He would happy hearing that.
He just wanted to get back out
there. Or his four kids.
Creepers.
How's that?
1 week's enough.
Don't you love that old, not vision, Jim, it'd be audio. Don't you love that?
Oh, it's both. It's vision and audio.
Yeah, well, you're listening to the vision, I would have thought, because that's through the ears. Anyway, to round it up.
Listening to the vision.
Round it up, Rab.
What do you got at number one, Bill?
Oh, thank you, Bill. Well done, Billy. Your mate, Jimmy Boy, the Chief.
And, Chief.
And he was talking about his helmet.
Oh, no.
Have a listen.
I reckon one of our listeners might have the helmet.
The helmet?
I hope they do.
Well, give us a call if you've got the helmet.
It was an ugly thing, too.
No,
it was a diving belt.
You wore it well, Chief. But it wasn't professionally made. It was crafted by us. It wasn't off the production line where all the seams and everything are well managed. It was just crap.
Was it bespoke or not?
Well, it was made by the surgeon because it had to come far enough down over my forehead to protect the fracture.
Right.
And it came down that far that it was pushing one of my eyes closed. So it made it very hard to see the ball while I was wearing it.
Were you aware that it was going to provide so much joy for us, Chief, for so many years?
Well, at the time, Duke, I was more concerned with the intestinal fortitude and courage that it took to actually get back into the game, risking life and limb, not expecting to be lampooned by people such as yourself.
I think Brayshaw led the way on that, though.
No doubt we did.
I
demanded it be shown on the footy show as often as possible.
Didn't we bring it in once?
Yeah, the diving bell.
Terrible.
No, horrific-looking thing.
What about Dar's couple of questions? Oh, you wore it well, Chief. And then Ted, about the joy. Well done, Luke.
We said this. You need to poke the Chief.
No, Jim.
You do.
You can poke him for so much, but
when
then...
it's when he gets his under his skin. That's when you get the best out of him.
Oh, I know.
And it's when he can wind right up.
And when he sees you next, look out.
And he loves me, Chief.
He hates you.
He does.
Oh, that was a good one.
Well, it was a very good one. Yeah. Matt Preston, not far away. But up next, we announce our third destination of our regional tour. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Baby, live.